at the grade or high school level, did you encounter any teachers that had made a lasting impression on you that you stayed in touch with or that inspired you in some way to drive forward and push?
All the teachers there were very fair, very concerned, and very caring. One teacher that stood out for obvious reasons was because he was the first black teacher that we had in my entire schooling.
Oh, is that right?
And his name was Clarence Lusby. He came when I was in the 11th grade.
How do you spell
Lusby? L-U-S-B-Y, Clarence. Uh-huh.
Did he come? He was hired in while you were there?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he taught math.
Was he a good teacher?
Yes.
Now, when you went to Wayne, what was the purpose of coming to Wayne from
the South? To start, I wanted to get into something that I figured would be something to do that would be have potential for being contributing, profitable, and socially acceptable. Without any background, any inclination, any reason other than just for the fact that they wore white coats and because I had an appreciation that my education was not sufficient to go to medical school, I chose pharmacy. Mm-hmm. It didn't take long for me to find out that pharmacy and I did not agree.
Would you have gone to medical school had you been able to blast through a path to medical school?
That was something that was in the back of my mind, although there was no one in Cassopolis. Cassopolis was a stop on Underground Railroad. There's a marker there, a historical marker.
On Route 60.
And while we have a large black population in Calvin Center, which is in Cass County, there were no black professionals. There were no lawyers, no doctors. On our one block long Main Street, while we had Kroger's on one side and A&P on the other, one kind of a bank on one side and one on another, different clothing stores, Rexall Drugs and a drugstore called Gons Drugstore, G-O-H-N-S, there was no one of color who worked even as a bag checker or a cashier or a bank teller or anything. So we had no one of color for which to have as a role model. Subsequently, there was a gentleman by the name of Charles Smith who came and bought some land from my dad and put up a factory right next to us. He manufactured hoists. The hoists are still just as usable today as they were when he manufactured. Hoists is what they use to lift up tar or things on the ground up to the highest part of a building where they need to get to contractors or whoever's building, electrical people who are on tall buildings, mm-hmm. Use it to transport stuff from the ground or a lower floor up to a top floor while they're working on it.